Okay, so welcome to the Introduction to eVinyl Album Reviews podcast, audio summary, whatever we're going to call it. I am Sandy Friedman, also known to my friends as Sandman, and I am accompanied, as always, or at least for this episode, by my good friend, Alan Kelman.
Hey, Sandy, how you doing?
Good, Al. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. Looking forward to doing this.
Great. So am I. So we're going to talk about this album by the Kinks from 1981 called Give the People What They Want. And I picked this as the first album to talk about for a few reasons. One is the title is sort of provocative if we're trying to start a music community and what do people want? So Give the People What They Want is sort of a good title. And, you know, thinking about the purpose of this site and the reason it exists is that, you know, we both love music. It plays an important part in our lives, but there are certain albums or songs or, you know, musicians, but in this case, we're going to focus on certain albums that have a special place in your life that got you from A to B, but there's a reason why you go back to it. There's a reason why you think of it as essential, which is what the e-vinyl is at this point, essential to you. So this particular album starts out with a track called Around the Dial, which is essentially a song about a DJ who's no longer on the radio. So one of the reasons that I think music is important is it creates connections for you through, you know, connections to other people and things like that. So one of the things that connected Alan and I when we met in college at the University of Rhode Island is that we both listened to a DJ in the New York area whose name is Vin Scalza. Now, if you're listening to this and you're from the New York area or like radio from that 70s, 80s era from New York, you might know Vin Scalza. But he was a DJ who did something called freeform radio. Now, I don't want to get too far into all these things. We're not really meant to be a Wikipedia, but I can add some links to if at the bottom here where people can go look and learn more about Vin Scalza or other things. I can also link to his podcast, but Vin was really one of the people, in this case DJs, that really formed and shaped my musical taste, right? And the other person was my older brother, but you know, you do need somebody like a spirit guide to carry you forward to find the music that you might like, you know. And you know, it could just be randomly hearing something, but you know, there are people whose taste you trust, their musical taste that you like, and it validates it. So,
and Vin was that guy for me, no doubt about it.
Yeah, Vin, you know, and the thing about this song Around the Dial, which kicks off this album, is it ticked a lot of boxes for me. One is it's a really rockin' song. I mean, it's rock and roll. The Kinks are a rock and roll band from beginnings of rock and roll, right? British Invasion. So they certainly represent rock and roll. This is definitely like a lot of arena rock. But also the lyrics are really great. I mean, I really love lyrics. And that's why on this website, when you're listening along to the tracks, we try and have the lyrics there so you can read along with them. And you know, there's a lot of meaning to be found, not just from the sounds in a song, but from the words, right? So I'm a person who loves lyrics. And so this song Around the Dial is about a DJ who was there, who's not there. So the story that I tell is when I was around this age, probably a little older, Vin Scalza left WNEW and went to WLIR. And he was on the air there, and I came across him. There was no internet announcing that he was on this time slot, but he was on like Sunday mornings. And then he wasn't, like for some reason. So I always think of this song.
And how did you find out he was on LIR? You were just...
Well, I was listening to LIR. So LIR is another, okay. Like I can add a documentary about LIR was like the alternative music station, one of the early ones that, you know, introduced like U2 and stuff.
Right. And so, I could just barely get WLIR where I was in Western New Jersey. I would occasionally get it, but and I thought it was awesome. And they weren't just into bands like U2 and stuff. They were also into like good funky R&B rock and roll, like Little Feat and stuff like that. They did they had a pretty famous recording. Little Feat had a pretty famous recording at WLIR.
Right.
So yeah, I mean, they were totally into, you know, all forms of rock and roll. It was a great station, but I didn't get to hear it too much. And I didn't know that Vin Scalza went to WLIR.
Yeah.
But I was so bummed when I came back from URI and Vin wasn't on anymore. And I didn't know where he went. And for me, that was really the last time I really listened
right.
to him.
So that is why this song, when I hear it, when you think about that, it holds another level of meaning, you know, for me. So with that, I'm going to just, and again, the DJ, obviously a lot of people here used to learn about music by listening to radio. Now there's so many different ways to discover music on Spotify or whatever, you know, and you were saying earlier when we were talking before we started, like certain, you were sort of saying, I wouldn't listen to music if it wasn't the kind of music that was going to be played on NEW or whatever. Right.
Right.
Like your son who loves music is not, felt like he has to go, I can't listen to that because it's uncool, you know?
Right.
So, so it had a lot of power. You would say, and one of the reasons I never liked pop music was because it was pop and it wasn't, you know, cool or hip to listen to pop music. You had to be listening to rock and roll radio music. You know, you weren't bubblegum or whatever. So,
yeah, right. And we were in high school and, we just had to, be as cool as we could be.
Yeah, and ultimately, I will add that I did become a DJ because of Vince Gelza at WRU at the University of Rhode Island. So I did a radio show, which is why I'm glad to be back and talking into a microphone. But anyway, Alan, I don't know if you're going to hear this, but I'm going to just click into the e-vinyl, and I'm just going to play this the first 30 seconds or so of this around the dial, so people can just hear that. It definitely rocks out, and then you can bang your head to it, which is, for me, a requirement to some things. Okay, I'm going to have to clean that up. But I don't know if you heard it, but...
No, I didn't hear it.
Okay, so the first lines of that song are, I've been around the dial so many times, but you're not there. Somebody's told me you've been taken off the air. So that kind of, like I said, it starts out. And then this whole album, there's a lot of like, you had a nervous breakdown, and then there's other tracks that kind of refer to people's mental illnesses or whatever. So there's like a running kind of theme through this album, which we'll pick up on the rest of this conversation. But let's stop this now and... we've officially recorded our second version of this, so let's see how it sounds. And I'm going to post it no matter what.
Wait, are we done?
Yeah, I'm going to stop it 1 second right now.
I thought we were going to talk about the album and